Welcome to Quirky Love, Embracing Our Autism Journey. I'm your host, Celeste Easter, and excited to embark upon this series with you.
Well, hello, Celeste Easter here. Thank you and welcome back. So glad to have you with us. And today we are talking about, I think was a really foundational and important message. We are gonna dig right in to discussing some things that really occurred. I want to say it's stuff that's really good for 5 to 10 year old, that range. But I promise you, Joshua's 14, and I can say Rock Brain or Superflex right now, and he'll just say cringe, but it still works. So let's dig in. So we were really having a lot of challenges with Joshua, and you know what, a little bit with Trey as well, not as much with Trey, but really with Joshua, with like wanting what he wanted, and like that had to happen. So if it was reading time, we were not going to be ready to move on to something else. We still needed to be doing reading. If it was cosmic yoga time, and if you've not been turned on to cosmic yoga, definitely go to YouTube, check out cosmic yoga. I think it's a great resource. I used to have the kids do it in the morning before school, just to help them burn off a little bit of energy. And then they have some that are for nighttime as well. But, you know, I turned his teacher on to cosmic yoga. Yeah, let me tell you something. Let me tell you about a little baby passing out. This first time I actually ever saw a little kid kind of like really just get weak at the knees. So I turned his kindergarten teacher on to cosmic yoga. Joshua did not know that I just decided to take a ride up to the school. It was great. I work remote. So I also had some flexibility where I could, you know, go up to the school and see how he was doing. So I went up to the school and I'm kind of peeking through, you know, I have the little windows that you can peek into in the classroom. So I'm peeking into the little window and, you know, the whole class is in there and they're doing cosmic yoga. And I'm so excited because like Joshua's on the front row and all the other kids are enjoying it and they're doing downward dog. But the poses are like really fun and she puts them in like Star Wars and all these different themes. So it's really fun. So it goes off. Joshua teacher then is like, you know, all right, it's time for us to move into the next subject. Joshua has a complete meltdown. Do you mean like just I'm looking in the window like that can't be my child. I know that's not my child because he is like, I mean, like screaming, everything else. So of course, you know, being mommy, I tapped on the window because he had no clue that I was at the school. So I just did a little tap. Y'all, when I tell you Joshua got weak, I told them to gather him on up and send him right out into the hallway to me. So all of that to say, just like, you know, just the meltdowns and not wanting to change, to progress to another subject, to do something different. So one of the things that our therapists work with us on and that we have spent a lot of time with is Rock Brain and Superflex. Superflex and Rock Brain. Want to make sure you know that you can go, I'll have some links of course posted, but Amazon, Pinterest, you can go out there and pull a lot of the information for like Rock Brain and Superflex. And what's so really cool about it is it gives you a way to talk to kids, because the first thing you have to do is to make sure that they understand the difference between the two, and not just from the perspective of like one's Rock Brain and one's Superflex. Like one sounds, Superflex is the hero, and when they do something Superflexy, woo, you better have a whole party. I mean, we celebrate, we make a lot of noise and clap and do what we can do to make sure we know we celebrate that Superflex moment. And Rock Brain, of course, is just that, it's Rock Brain. So Rock Brain, he gets you stuck on your own thoughts. He gets you stuck on your own answers and your own solutions. So it's all about, what do I want? Remember, this is also helpful for grown folks as well, because it definitely, and anybody in a relationship, but he gets you to do only what you want to do without thinking about the group. And so what you can do to feet rock brain.
There's so many different like prompts and things where it listens to your group's ideas and be flexible, agree to follow someone else's plan. When you're doing those things, you get to become super flex. You get to become the hero of the moment because you're now working with compromise and you're working with building relationships. And I'll say for my kids, you know, like my oldest does really well making friends, sometimes probably too friendly. Joshua, that's a more difficult area. So this was, though, a space that we also used to help him understand that you're not going to be able to build friendships and have relationships if you don't begin to understand that at some point you have to be flexible. You have to meet this person in the middle. You have to agree to follow someone else's plan. And you know, yeah, well, sometimes we don't want to do that even as adults. But when you can then break it down to them kind of on this level, it helps them begin to really see and understand that they get to make a choice. And that choice then leads them to, I do not want to be rock brain. So I'm going to think about the group plan. Now, one of the other things that I absolutely loved, and we did this, was there is a lot of self-talk. There is a lot of times that even when Joshua is in this moment, or I see him in that space where he does not want to move on from whatever it is that we're doing, or he does not want to do something else, that I have him do his self-talk. So your self-talk is going to say, I am flexible. And usually if it's Joshua saying it the first time, it's like, I am flexible. Say it like you mean it, Joshua. I am flexible. And I get him to kind of get himself together. It takes us a few times because I get it. He's not interested in it. And I can do this later. And so that part is really important because that later is what I'm going to dig into a little bit today, like with understanding time. So when we first started doing this with Joshua, he was much younger. And one of the things we even still struggle with Joshua with is kind of time. So we have timers like all over the house. I'm in my office, my studio. So I don't have a timer in here with me, but I'm going to show you what that timer looks like. I'll come in and put a clip in to show you that. So they're all over the house. But when we first started with timers, literally it would be the kitchen egg timer. You know, you turn it, because that self-talk, I can do this later. One of the challenges is not understanding what later means for some kids that are on the spectrum. And so for Joshua, it started with, let's kind of start this at home. And we started with doing something later where it just became, let's wait 60 seconds, 1 minute. That's all I need you to wait. Then we were able to go to 2 minutes, that's all. And we went to 2.5, 3. What you're doing is incrementally helping them understand time and that delaying something is not as horrible. Sometimes I would love to even get him distracted. Like I would say, you know, like you can help me go and we can make and do something else, or we can do this during this time. This is what we've agreed to that the group will do. And then in 15 minutes, we will be able to do this. And after we kind of saw at home, he was really kind of beginning to understand it and grasp like what later was. Then I was able to go talk to the teachers and be able to say, like, with the teachers, okay, so I need your help. I need you, like, how can I help implement this in the classroom? Because he's having challenges with understanding, you know, when something has to stop. So one of the things we did was we actually had like a little schedule on a little clipboard for him. I know he was the only kid in kindergarten probably with a little clipboard and a schedule. And so one of those things was when the schedule did, like, he had the schedule, but he also understood that if the schedule has to change, then you have to be super flex. You've got to be our superhero and you have to flex into something else. As much as possible, the teachers would try to let him know what was going on, because Joshua is kind of, some kids sit like in a wave, and it would be so funny because my husband would think all the time like that. He's, you know, I told you we are leaving in a little while. You know, Joshua's like, when and what are we going to go do and when are we going to get back? That's actually both of them. So they look at things kind of in this wave where They want to see what's coming up on the next wave and going down. By the time I'm getting them to hear, if I have another wave behind that, I'm usually letting them know this is what that wave will be. Because it does soothe them and it kind of brings down some of that anxiety that they'll feel. But I also try to create though the moments that you just have to be flexible and bear with me, because I don't necessarily know the order of my errands that I'm going to take today. You know, I don't. If I know, I tell them. If I don't, I don't. And then I ask for my super flex heroes come and help me. So again, it involves really giving the kiddos what they need, like, so that they have the understanding of a rock brain and of super flex, making sure that they know, like, that self-talk, they know the things that, you know, are leading them into the rock brain problems. They know the ways to defeat rock brain and to have those strategies, like, I can self-talk. I can notice that my way is not working to solve the problem. It may just notably be that I just want to be able to be accommodating. Try something different. Try something new. You always do it this way. That timing of the delayed gratification is what's gonna make, like, all the difference. So get yourself some timers, have those timers at home. Check out Pinterest, check out quite a few of the other websites. You can go, it's social skills kind of program. Lots of people have done, like, different things on it and around it. But Superflex and Rock Brain has been one that's been really great for us. Now, since we started talking about timers, I want to still let you know, timers are still really critical for us, even as we get Joshua into the teenage years and functioning and being able to have more, like, we're not just working on social skills anymore. Now we're looking at life skills. Because we did have to get to social skills where Joshua would understand, like, if someone says, hey, how are you? That, yes, you would say, I'm well, and you? And then now what's the next thing? Because Joshua would stop the conversation there. But if you're making friends or you're trying to get to know people, then that means that you have to ask some questions about maybe their weekend. You have to ask them about, like, maybe something that they have on. So those are all social skills that we specifically worked on, you know, with Joshua. Right now we're in a little bit more of kind of life functioning skills and then dealing with the unexpected. Because often if Joshua hears a loud noise or something unexpected occurs, like, that's when we see him kind of go into, like, where it's almost like just everything stops. And that's actually one of the reasons and one of the ways that Joshua was able to get services. This is a story back from elementary school. He was sent to the office, got to the office. There was a lot of activity going on in the office for some reason. But it was just, it happened to be a day that a special education coordinator for the region was there. And so she watched once Joshua got to the office and everyone starts asking him, like, what do you need? Why are you in the office? You have a pass. And he was literally, like, rock solid frozen. Couldn't answer. Couldn't do anything. Just so happens, another little girl from his class came in and she was like, oh, Joshua's supposed to be doing ABC. So Joshua did that, but that special education coordinator called me and she knew that I had been emailing and reaching out over and over and over. So she called me after she asked the office, what's that little boy's name? And they told her Joshua Easter. Then she thought, yes, his mom has reached out to me because, again, remember, I went to go and have them tested privately. And I then had to, in the school system I was in at the time, because they weren't struggling academically, I had to really kind of get into the system and request services for them. So that particular moment made her see for herself that if Joshua was in an emergency, if Joshua was lost, if Joshua was in an environment that wasn't known to him, that he would not be able to even share his address or his information because they literally for minutes tried to get him to talk and he would not. So even as he got bigger, we do still work with, like, kind of loud noises and the unexpected things that happen. And so a lot of this stuff doesn't necessarily go away. It just, it grows. It grows with them. It grows with them in a way where they're able to still utilize these skills. So when I bring up the timers and now I'm looking at those kind of life functioning skills, that becomes like, hey, we can't have 30 minutes to get ready to leave, and it takes you 30 minutes to just kind of be in the bathroom because Joshua does script, and I'll see if I can find some video of him scripting, and he also stims, and so stimming he usually does with pipe cleaners, and when he's scripting, he's talking about thinking, he's completely somewhere else, and so all of those are dangers if he's outside, if he's walking, or, you know, sometimes he does wander off. So one of the things that we're doing, like, just within the house for life skills that, you know, require being on time, like things like, okay, well, you have to get yourself ready for school by a certain time, because that will transition into being ready for your work by a certain time. So now those timers, since in the beginning, they started creating the process of delay in helping him understand time, we still use those timers for those life skills. You're brushing your teeth, give your timer 2 minutes. You're doing this in the kitchen, you're fixing your dinner, give your timer 10 minutes. You are supposed to be even working on homework, certain projects. How long do you anticipate this project should take you? 45 minutes. Let's set our timer and then let's see where we are in 45 minutes. It's crucial. So important. Telling y'all, I've ordered those timers so much off of Amazon. They're great little timers. I mean, just, you could put them around anywhere, and they really, really, really do come in so handy. So use those timers. One with Rock Brain and Superflex. Definitely get that if you, especially you're in that 5 to 10 year old range with your child. It's a great way to start building their social skills. If you're seeing, like, academically they're doing okay, socially I'm really trying to work with them, you know, to help them begin to do group participation and do more things that other people want to do. Joshua's response to anything that wasn't what he was thinking about was either like a meltdown, or he wanted to lay hands on other people's children, and not necessarily in a godly way. So it was really, you know, becoming an issue of him having these meltdowns in such a temper, like throwing chairs, throwing pencils, and doing things that could really endanger someone else because he did not want to stop doing what he was doing. And so then we just had to continue just reinforcing that is Rock Brain actions, and those Rock Brain actions will get Rock Brain consequences. Superflex actions get Superflex hero, not consequences. But then we would just like get those are the rewards, those are the celebrations. So definitely, like I said, I'm still working to get the website up, having some problems with it. But there's going to be a lot of links to a lot of the resources and things that I've used that will be for free. It'll be links to Amazon, to a lot of the books that I've read over the years, so that you can have access to that as well. But you Google Superflex and Rock Brain, you will find a ton of information, resources that you can immediately start using to help your kiddos. All right. Thank you so much for listening in and being here in this episode. Next time, we're going to get into a little bit more around scripting and some of the things that we've done to help Joshua bring back the scripting and kind of create like times when he can script and when he can't script. That'll be next time. Hope you all are having an amazing day. Thank you so much for watching. Please like, share, subscribe. That helps me. And I truly, truly appreciate it.
This is Celeste Easter.
Take care. Thank you for embracing our autism journey with us. Stay tuned for our next episode. Definitely like, go ahead and subscribe so that you can receive notifications as well. And when our next episode is out. And listen, you're not alone. Together, let's embrace the quirks, the challenges, and the beautiful moments. Take care, beautiful people.